here we have Kanawha and Kanawha.
Mm-hmm. Or two pronunciations.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But Kanawha is the correct pronunciation, the Indian pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Kanawha or Kanawha.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what would you call corn that was soaked in lye so that it would swell?
Hominy.
Hmm?
Just plain old hominy.
Now, generally, if I'm out on the farm talking to someone, you noticed I asked for, was working with the fire and then I got the ashes, and I'd say, what do you do with the ashes? And invariably, it would be, you put them in the ash hopper and make lye. And then from that, they'd make either soap or hominy or perhaps both. So I won't give you the standard interview on this.
No, because I don't know anything about making hominy. I buy mine in a can.
And what's this made of?
Corn.
Corn? What comes off the corn when you make hominy?
Kernels.
Mm-hmm. And the outside of that? The
husks.
Mm-hmm. What are you sitting in now?
Chair.
What would you call a long piece of furniture that you could sit on or lie on?
Well, at my house, that's the chaise lounge.
Mm-hmm. What did you call those when you were a girl?
Well, let me see. I believe they were duffels.
That was the one in the back that made that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What would you keep things like old small clothes in? Socks and things like this.
Well, I keep mine in a chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm. Does this have, is this just a chest?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you open a drawer?
Have the door not, drawer pull, oh wait. Knobs.
Knobs? What do you do to them?
Just pull them.
If you want to close?
I just shove the whole drawer shut. You have to watch my hands to hear me talk. Know what I'm saying.
Do you have anything called a bureau?
No, but you want me to say bureau.
Uh-huh. And what would this be?
Oh, it's a chest of drawers, dresser.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between a chest of drawers and a dresser?
Well, to me there is, because a dresser has a mirror on it. And a chest of drawers doesn't.
This is an interesting question because I get all sorts of furniture out of this.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that was like this, with a mirror over it, and you could hang clothes in here.
Oh, that's, we call those shipperos.
Uh-huh. I don't have any idea in the world how to spell that.
I wouldn't know either.
Where would you keep your chest of drawers or your dresser?
In the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And this would be part of the
living quarters.
Uh-huh. And your chairs and your tables and your dressers and things like that would be
in the bedroom.
Uh-huh. What would you call this in general?
Home.
Well, the chair and the
furniture.
What did you have on your window when you were a girl that you could pull down and keep the light
shades,
out?
Shades, window shades.
Uh-huh. And where did you hang your clothes?
In the closet.
Did you have anything that was movable to hang your clothes in? Or were you familiar with these as a girl? A wardrobe or?
No, we always had a clothes closet.
Did you have trouble with insects in your woolens in the winter? Any of those little bugs that would eat holes?
Moths.
Uh-huh. Where did you...
Silverfish.
Oh, they're dismal. Boy, they've gotten in my books. I don't know what to do to them other than feed them.
Well, that's about all you can do.